As your companies grow and become more successful, unfortunately, there's a consequence of that, which is legal disputes. And I'm a patent lawyer. I've worked for Apple for many years. And if you track the number of patent litigations that Apple's had over the years versus how they've grown, there's almost a linear relationship. So again, there's this unfortunate consequence of success and companies becoming more complicated. They tend to get more legal disputes. How do you resolve these disputes? Everybody knows about litigation, right? That's people sue each other when they have legal disputes. There's also quasi-judicial proceedings. So an example of that is international trade, ITC 337 actions, which are, if you think somebody's infringing your patent, you can file an action in the ITC, the International Trade Commission. It's not a judicial proceeding, but it looks a lot like a judicial proceeding. And the goal of that is to get what's called an exclusion order, which is an order that tells custom agents that if this infringing product of yours is being imported into the United States, the custom agents are going to seize that product at the border. And I'm using that as an example for a specific reason that I'll talk about a little more later. If you're seeking that type of order, alternative dispute resolution probably isn't going to work. Alternative dispute resolution is generally geared and more amenable to disputes that can be resolved through damages, with one party just paying the other party money. If you want equitable relief, this kind of seizure orders, injunctions, they're possible in ADR, but again, harder. And again, it's just ADR is more amenable to disputes that can be resolved through damages.